4 minutes to 6 o'clock is the time, and I'm joined on the phone now by Liam Horan. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And this evening, it's an email from RS. Liam Aidan, I applied for a job 6 weeks ago and I haven't heard anything back yet. It's with a public body. Should I give them a call or an email? I don't want to sound too pushy, but I'd like to know where I stand.
Yeah, a very frustrating scenario for our listener, and days feel like weeks when you're waiting to hear back from a job you'd really like to get, and I can understand their frustration. 6 weeks is a very long time, so I think at this stage they certainly can contact the employer, but I wouldn't necessarily write it off just yet, particularly with public bodies, and they can be slow. The last study I read about the speed at which jobs are filled, it was something like 23 working days before people heard back, I should say, the average, believe it or not. So, but now 6 weeks, let's make that 30 working days, is quite a long time. It's quite a bit above the average. So I think it's no harm to pop an email on now, just checking where things are at. You know, you could possibly say I have a number of other options I'm looking at or something like that. Just that, not that you're just holding a gun to their head, but life goes on and you're an adult. You've got other decisions to make. You've got your own career to look after. So I would say probably no harm to pop an email on them. But there are two things that have happened here. One, they just haven't got around to it. COVID-19 has definitely slowed down recruitment in many public bodies. Then we have had Easter, for example, but that's probably not that's probably a relevant factor here as well. So when I say 30 working days, we probably don't have quite 30 working days. But things have slowed down for lots of public bodies because they're just so busy. And then maybe somebody took holidays and God knows what else happened. But I think it's no harm to make a check now and just to see where things are at.
And by doing so, there are no negative implications of that?
Not really. I would say in this situation, you've got to do it very, very appropriately. You know, you don't want to make it feel like it's under their head. Just, you know, something like, I'm just checking where things are at. I'm just a few other things I need to consider, which could be that you're staying within your current job. You've been offered promotion in your current job. It can be other things that, you know, the world doesn't stop still, and no employer should feel the world stops still just because you've applied for a job with them. So writing the email in such a way that they can easily come back and say, oh, sorry about that, we'll be back to you next week, without any sense of friction or, as I said, putting a gun to their head, I think is the way to do it. I don't see any negative to it, unless you make the tone of the email a bit too, you know, confrontation or something like that. The other thing I would say to this listener as well is, sometimes I see people in this situation and they stop everything else when they shouldn't stop everything else, by which I mean, if they're genuinely in job-changing mode or job-chasing mode, it may well be appropriate for them to be chasing other jobs as well, not just to put all the eggs in this one basket. Now, I've seen people do that, believe it or not, where they apply for a job and it can take 2 or 3 months for that job to play out, and then they don't get it and there's nothing else in the pipeline. So I think it's important to, if there are other jobs you should be going for, by all means, go for them, you know, and keep the wheels turning, because, you know, right now, actually, I've come across quite a lot of people who've offered more than one job. I think we're going to face a tough economic time in a few years from now. But right now, the skills that are in demand right now are hugely in demand. And I know a couple of people who've been sitting on different offers and waiting for the second offer maybe to come through, or maybe even the third offer to come through, perhaps, before they make a decision. And that's a great place to be if you're that person. But in lots of cases, you know, we're facing into a tougher economic time, I'd say. People need to keep their options open by applying for more than just one job, unless it's just one job they should go for, if you know what I mean.
And just in terms of holding out to see what's going to happen with the second application, or perhaps, as you said there, the third, are you risking kind of falling between two or three stools, perhaps?
It can come to a point where you got to make a decision, you know, that a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush kind of thing. And you shouldn't be as engineered that you don't lose out completely. I do know of one client who turned down a job in the last few days, even though they haven't got a second offer just yet. But they weighed it up and said, you know, I can't just accept this one and turn it down in 2 or 3 days. I don't want this current job badly enough. It's not one that's really knocking me out. Mm. So they made a call. And I think their calculation, having gone on the job searching trail in the last few weeks, is that they can see there's loads of opportunity out there for them because they're one of those skills that are now, they're one of those professions that's now in demand. And that's a big calculation for anybody is, you know, I know people in the IT world who were getting job offers every week a few years ago through LinkedIn. You need to know the lie of the land in your own profession. Other profession things are much tighter, and that must be part of your calculations as well as you decide whether to accept the bird in the hand as opposed to the wait for the tool in the bush kind of thing.
So a letter diplomatically phrased might be advisable in this instance.
Yes.
Very good.